For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Tyler says, if I was this guy and a news station wanted to do a story about me, I'd tell them to fuck off. No, you wouldn't. This guy's a realtor. He just got his name out there. It worked out great for him. Matt says, please, news lady, more details. What color is his shirt? What's his cat's name? Nick says, why is mommy doing the interview and not the son? Aram says, who sent this story to EZ? I actually stumbled on this one my own. This was my own. So, dude who found the wallet called the story in. Ah, maybe. Maybe that is the case. I've called stories in on my own. I've done that. I called my friends at Fox 17 when I got the Q100 radio job. Hey, EZ's back. And they're like, yeah, you're back, man. What are you doing? Hey, what Grand Rapids station are you on? I was like, oh, man, I'm not. It's in Grayling. They're like, what's that? Come on. All right. Man Bun Chris says, don't forget to get your bracket submitted. First game is in like half an hour. Yeah, I posted that a couple of days ago. The, what do you call it? In the show notes. Let's see. Just got breaking news from our pal Chris D, who's here in the chat, known as Man Bun Chris. By the way, before I get to this, and Cole says, post the link again. I can't. I'm doing the show. The game starts in 30 minutes. So what you should do is go to the Monday audio podcast and click on it. Are you going to really make me do this? I mean, I want you to be able to submit your game. So I guess if you are really making me do that, I will. This is what Chris meant. This is like a YouTube black hole for me to do this. And now I'm stretching my abilities. So I have to go back to March 17. And there it is. The EZ Tournament Challenge. I am really fucking great, I think. Yeah. All right. So I have copied it. And now I will paste it for you. Because I am a people pleaser and I want everyone to be happy. There you go. That is what you fill out. Click on that and get your stupid games in. And they get started. And I don't want you to be left out in the cold. Cole making fun of me says that was hard. Well, it doesn't seem hard because I'm good at it. But I would much rather continue on my train of thought than have to help one dickless fuck get his stupid boards filled out because the dumb shit didn't do it on Monday when I sent it along, fuckface. Anyway, I'll go back to doing what I was doing, jackass. As Maureen comments, that sweet Bruce looking his smushed face looking so cute. As always, I love you to be able to see my pooches that are here. There's Darla, brown and white, and Bruce, gray and brown. I guess there was a radio something that happened. because Chris writes to me, don't you miss on-air apologies? Apparently, they said shit balls on air, LOL. In the Grand Rapids subreddit. Full transparency. This is just me being a nosy little annoyance. I saw on 105.3 Hot FM's Instagram story that they put an apology for airing something from one of their sponsors that was offensive. Does anyone have any details on what it was? There's no reason I need to know. I just want to, LOL. Before I get to that, Greg's take is gifting one tier one sub to the community. It's their first gift in the channel. And he gifted it to Nakua Matata. You're very kind. This person wrote, they have something to apologize for other than their shitty music selection. The weather reporter, Dave, said shit balls on air after a snafu where he thought he wasn't on air. Shit balls. And then they have to apologize for it. We're sorry. A bad word. I love Rachel. And what's the guy's name? Rob Sparks. He's a nice guy, too. I've only met him once. Yeah, that happens. I've seen that happen in person many times. And then Chris says, don't you miss on-air apologies? Yeah, those were bad. I guess this is starting to catch on because now Jeremy has gifted a tier one sub to the community. And that goes to our pal, Fake Free Beer. That's very kind. You guys are onto something. All right. Yeah, let's see. I'm trying to think. I'm rack my brain about a good radio apology story. I can't remember if this happened on the air, but it got me in a lot of trouble. It was a story that Ben Glaze and I were doing about a military veteran who actually had a penis transplant. That's a thing. It had gotten blown off in action, and they actually put a penis from a deceased person who had just died and put it on the guy, and it worked. And the joke I had was, like, oh, you know, whenever you see, like, a person receives a heart, the mom of the donor might, like, put her ear onto the chest of the recipient to hear the son's heartbeat in a touching moment after the donor has passed on. I said, that's going to sure make that moment a little bit more awkward now that it's a penis transplant. And then that was it. Shortly thereafter, the phone rang. And I was in the habit of just picking up random calls and putting them on the air. So the phone rings, and we called it phone call roulette. Starman says that King Missile wrote a song about that. Detachable penis. And so you hear the sound of a roulette wheel and the ball going around as I pick up the phone. I go, hey, how you doing? You're on the air. And it was, you know, you get people that are pretty sensitive about the military. On broadcast, you cannot make a joke about the military. You have to kiss all military's ass. You can't ever say, you have to say, my God, thank you for your service. You're the greatest person in the world. That's how it is on broadcasting. Hold on. Darla? Well, he gets on the phone and he's pissed and he starts yelling at me for that joke. And then, so I told him, I hung up on him. And I don't remember what I said to him, but it wasn't great. But it was on the air. Now, if it ended there, that'd be one thing. The segment ends, we get off the air, and you know, like you can hit star 69. I don't even know if that's a thing anymore, but it was then. And it gave me the phone number of the guy. So I called it. He picks it up. I can tell it's him. And he goes, hello? I go, hey, go fuck yourself. And he goes, Zane? I go, you're goddamn right, it's Zane. What the fuck is wrong? So I start like laying into the guy. So that was bad. And like Ben's like just looking at me like, oh boy, I don't know. This is a big one. And day ends. I get a phone call. It's Cartwright. This guy was such an asshole. This moron says, in the office. I go, oh, fuck. So at the end of the day, I was about to get a contract extension or a renegotiation. I was getting my contract renegotiated. And the plan, I was looking at an offer of extending the morning show, and they were going to put me on WLAV. And they said, when Tony retires, if you're picking up what we're laying down, you're going to take over on LAV. We're going to move your show to LAV. I go, fucking great. Let's sign that bitch. All right, we'll draw it up. We'll draw it up. I go, fantastic. Fuck yes. Well, after this incident, they yanked the offer and pulled everything and reduced my, gave me an even shittier offer. So it was less money originally, but not that bad. They went, yanked the LAV thing, and then gave me like half pay. And I'm like, oh no, fucking shit, Jesus Christ. And somehow I remained on the air. I did not get fired for that. I was like, no, I should have gotten a raise. That's what I should have gotten, was a goddamn raise. Greg says, Frosty the Snowman recently broke up with his girlfriend. She cut off his carrot. Now, okay, that's cute, but I can't say that that's a good joke. It's horrible. It's a horrible joke, Greg. Man Bun Chris says, Tony Gates built that station, baby. True story. LAV, I hadn't been at Cumulus that long, and I'm trying to make friends. And I had heard that Tony is a handful. So I'm going to kiss his ass a little. I'll play that game. I can do that. And, you know, Ben and I play no music. We're just doing a talk show. And I go, man, you guys sound great. He goes, yeah, you know, we don't do any of that jibber-jabber, baby. We like to play some songs and relax and figure out what we're going to do, you know? Like he's trying to give an excuse. You know, he doesn't have the ability to actually do a goddamn talk show. All right? So he's like, yeah, we don't jibber-jabber. So basically he's saying we just jibber-jabber. And I go, yeah, it sounds great. It sounds, you're doing awesome. The station sounds so good. And he goes, it's because I built it that way, baby. I built the radio station that way, baby. He had a run-in. Tony had a run-in with my friends from Impact Power Sports over at the Redneck Outdoors Show. And he ran into them, and he's cutting grass at a golf course right now. That makes my time at Bosco's Pub seem like the greatest job in the world. Maureen says, I love your Tony Gates impression. Can you find a pic of him to show us? I need a face to go with the voice. I don't want to do it right now. I got to pee. Tony or Patrick says, Tony's got little dusty roads in him. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So he shows up, and according to my sources, he goes walking by Impact Power Sports, and he used to do ads for them. when he was on the radio. Now he's out of the game. He walks by a couple times, and then finally he gets up the nerve to go up to my guy there, and it comes up about me. What are you guys doing for marketing, baby? And my guy says, well, you know, Billy Simonson and EZ. And he goes, is anything better than me? And he goes, what do you mean better than you? You mean like getting people in the door? Yeah, baby. He goes, well, Bill's probably the best at it. And Eric is great, too. He goes, yeah, but they're better than me. And so he's putting my guy on the spot. I mean, who the fuck does that? And why do you have to know? I mean, I wouldn't ask that because what if you get an answer that you don't want to hear? So my guy says, this is Drew over at Impact. He goes, yeah, they both do. But, I mean, it's a much different game now. You did great while you were – he didn't want to break his heart. He goes, you did great while you were here and while you were doing stuff for us, but it's a totally different ballgame now. Then he went on to suggest that our beloved pal Michelle McCormick has quote-unquote blackballed him, that he's out of radio because Michelle's blackballed him. Michelle can't blackball anybody. Then he said EZ has a history. EZ and I have a history. And then Tony suggested that he doesn't know what he did, so that him and I have a history. And I find that to be humorous. Tony Gates was the guy that looked me in the face and said, you're dead to me, when at LAV BBL, we're getting ready to do our shows, and he's going around announcing his birthday. So his partner, Uncle Buck, who didn't put up with his shit, I go, hey, Buck.
What's up?
Did you know it's Tony's birthday? And Buck goes, oh, yeah. Little do I know, Fuckface is getting coffee. And he hears that. And I didn't give a shit. I said it loud so that he would. But I didn't think he actually was. All of a sudden, he sticks his face around. He goes, you know what? Fuck you, Zane. Fuck you. You're fucking dead to me. Like, all right. So that's that. Well, then, you know, I still got to work with him. I see him from, you know, time to time in the halls. Hey, dude, we're cordial. So I'm thinking it's all forgotten, you know? But in my brain, I'm still, you know, I'm remembering the jersey number forever. Then after I'm gone, Tony doesn't realize that I'm very close with Michelle and Travis. And the stories that I heard were not so great and put a lot of stress on people that didn't need to be put on. There are not a lot of satisfied customers on the end of a Tony Gates relationship. And so I care about these people. So I take umbrage with the treatment through them. So I start picking on Tony on Big 101.3. And anytime there's any title of a song that can in some way be demeaning to him, or I can work him into it. Like if I'm playing Lonesome Loser by the Little River Band, I'll say, yeah, Tony Gates called and wanted to hear that one. Or that one's going out to Tony Gates, Lonesome Loser. And then I find out through the grapevine that he hears that because he was bitching to somebody about it. Then I filled in on the huge show. Bill was at that outdoor show that I was telling you about earlier. This is like 3 years ago. And Bill's broadcasting live. Huge. And Huge asked me to be his board op for him, his tech guy. I go, yeah, I'll do it. And he gives me like $100. And I needed the money. I said, I'll be happy to do it. So I go into the radio station, and all I'm doing is running the board. And he's like, Eric Zane's back at the studio, and he's keeping us on the air, and we're live from the Hillbilly Show. And so he's on location, and I'm the tech guy. Well, Bill's sitting there, and Tony walks up. And you can hear it's like off mic like this. And the mics are, I can hear it. It's not on the air, but I can hear it. And I'm like, that's fucking Tony. And Bill's going to interview him. Legendary Tony Gates is here. He had been out of the game for a little while because Tony's all about the outdoors. He's got friends with this group called Ducks Unlimited. So, and he knows everything there is to know about fucking killing shit. So he's going to talk, and he's a well-known name. At least he was. So I can hear before they go on the air, Tony said, hey, what the fuck is that Eric Zane's problem, baby? And Bill's like, and Bill knows, but Bill's playing dumb. He goes, I don't know. What are you talking about? That motherfucker, I'll be driving around Grand Rapids, baby, and I'm hearing Lonesome Loser, and he's dedicating it to me, motherfucker. I can't believe that shit. Fuck that guy. And I never did anything to him. Fuck that guy, motherfucker. And I'm like, you dumb fuck. I can hear every word you're saying. This is great. So now I know that it's getting to him because it came out of his fucking mouth. So I'm like, well, fuck, that means I'm stepping on the gas even more. So now if there's any song that has anything that it could be construed as negative, I just whammo right in the face every time. You never know when he's listening. So much fun. Holy shit. All right, this trip down memory lane comes to us, this tangent, it's like a Friday today, motherfuck, because of Chris sending me that Hot FM had to issue an on-air apology. I have players in the field that I'm going to text right now. Is there any hilarious follow-up to the fact that the words shit balls got referenced on Hot today or whenever that was? Question mark. Give me some dirt. Dot, dot, dot. I didn't tell you who that was. Molly says, wait, so you're saying today feels like a Friday. Does that mean no show then tomorrow? No. Come on, no. Chris D has done a spectacular service for the show. Not only did he provide that amazing story, but he just sent a picture that will be shared with you that Tyler said it was fucking cackly over at the TV station who did it. Yeah, I've got a picture. And thank you to Greg's Take, who's now following on Twitch. I have a picture from the world-famous EZ Chili Cook-Off. This is before my face got fat. Oops. That's EZ and Tony Gates. My face now looks like Tony Gates' face. My face then looked like I have AIDS. Made it look like I have AIDS. Tony wearing his fucking flannel and his stupid flap hat. Thank you for that. I will include that in my Facebook post today. Man Bun Chris says that's a fresh sign. That's different than the one I have behind me. That one was made out of plastic. Somebody made it for me. Maureen says you look like a kid. Yeah, that was 8 years ago. Like I described to you, I'm going through that phase right now where I'm aging really rapidly. Like, I think every day is like a month right now. That's how I feel, at least. Hey, Darla, you waking up there? All right, let me get to some sponsors here that make this show go round. Adam Kasari is the realtor of choice. There you go, Molly. You can call Adam at 616-914-4061. That's 616-914-4061. Call Adam when you're in the market to buy or sell. Say, EZ sent me. I listen to the podcast. What can you do for me, Adam? He's a terrific realtor. He'll help you every step of the way. You can also find him on Facebook, Adam Kasari on Facebook, C-A-S-A-R-I. Adam Kasari on Facebook. Call him at 616-914-4061. I've got an update. Apparently the traffic guy said shit balls on all of the stations. Is anybody getting their ass kicked over it? Question mark. Poor Cackley. I should get Cackley on the phone.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Let me see if I can do that. Andy, where's Andy O'Reilly? Yo. Yo, yo, dot, dot, dot. It's EZ, period. Apparently, Cackley said shit balls over the radio on Cumulus, period. Have you heard anything? Question mark. I need intel, LOL. That would be something if I actually got Cackley on this show in real time. As the fallout is occurring, Cackley's been known. I'm not sure. I don't know if he's still on TV anymore. And I think Cackley does traffic as well for iHeart. I need to call my boss from iHeart, see if he's got any intel. Yo, yo, period. Have you heard anything about Cackley saying shit balls on the air? Question mark. Apparently, Cumulus has their titty in a ring because it happened on their airwaves. Dot, dot, dot. Like all of the stations had Dave Cackley saying shit balls. Period. Hopefully that did not happen with us. Question mark. Cackley's still the guy on our stations. Comma, yes? Question mark. It saved it as Kaylee. That was all voice to text if it screwed up. Andy says, I have not. I'll ask him tomorrow. They turned off the Cumulus signals in Muskegon. What a waste. All right. Is anybody getting their ass kicked over it? I guess Dave specifically is getting his ass kicked. God damn it, that's awesome. I don't think that that's an ass kicking. That's not ass kicking worthy. That's like the most interesting thing that could possibly happen on a radio station. If I owned a radio station, I would say to someone, I want you to say shit every so often, and then we'll issue an apology. And then every so often it'll happen again, and then I'll do like a press conference, say, yeah, we've got a problem here, and no one ever gets fired. Just make it seem like it's a big deal or you're on fire. Create a fuck. It's pro wrestling. Create a storyline, a story arc. Write it. But radio is kind of like a lost cause these days. We all know that. What was I going to say about that? It's about radio. It's left my brain. Tyler says he deserves an attaboy. It's the biggest news the stations have had in years, without a doubt. Radio is in such a bad spot right now. All right. I did mention my pal Adam Casari. He's exceptional. That's Adam Casari. I should also point out that Adam is a race car driver. Let's see. I want to share some of this with you. This is Adam, and what a sweet-looking ride. He drives at Berlin Raceway, and this is a previous paint scheme of his limited late model. I think that's right. But my logo is going to be on the top of this car. So when we go to Berlin Raceway, you will be able to see his car with his logo, with my logo on top of it. He made a nice post. It's only 45 days till race season. I'm excited to share with everyone a handful of new sponsors this year, starting off with this local legend, Eric Zane, and the Eric Zane podcast show. He spelled my name Z-A-N. You can listen to the show by clicking down below. He's kind of got it right. He wrote for free. He has my website. The full show is on Patreon. He's got some of that right. That's good enough. I don't care. I'm just happy to partner with him, and I want you to call upon him when you need your realtor. He's a good guy. And he also works with Kids Food Basket. Super sweet dude. Aram says, you guys used to give the job of smoothing things over to Free Beer. I thought that was cool of him to take that on. I don't think we gave him that job. I think that kind of just, that was the control freak. We were all capable of doing it. It was a kind of a mess, actually. I would rather have done it myself, because who knows what Greg would say about me in those meetings. You may be able to hear O'Neill. He's having a dream again. All right. Where are we going here? Oh, my God. This Indiana teacher. Oh, man, this is bad. More victims are coming forward accusing Indiana teacher of sex abuse. This chick. This is so bad. The kids were very young, like 12 and 13 year olds, that were involved in this. And the really, I mean, it's always crazy when you hear about this, but this chick in particular, she rounded up the boys in the class, the 12 and 13 year olds, and made them all put on the scream mask and bang her. Tyler says, I'm glad I'm here live today. I'll judge her guilt or her innocence. And that's interesting because I think she's a face changer. What I mean by that is a chick who can her appearance can change drastically depending on the amount of effort. So that's the scream mask. This is the news reporter who looks like she's trying to keep a straight face. And this is the teacher who in this clip, in this still image, she looks like $1 million. And if she looks like that, you're like, she's 100% innocent of this horrible thing. But this is what she actually looks like. They'll show you in this video right here.
Tonight, more teenage students in Morgan County are now coming forward, and they're accusing a former teacher of sexual misconduct with a minor. Ashton Hackman is in Morgan County to explain why the prosecutors are now looking to bring even more charges against this woman.
31-year-old Brittany.
Oh, my God. Look at this pipsqueak. Are you kidding me? Do you remember when, like, we could watch the news and actual adults would be doing the reporting? This guy looks like he hasn't even hit puberty.
Forenberry has been held here at the Morgan County Jail since her arrest last month on charges of sexual misconduct with a minor. Since then, five new victims have come forward with additional allegations.
Prosecutors have asked to file up to 24.
Yeah, see what I mean about a face changer? She looks like fucking Freebeer.
Additional criminal charges against her, including 10 counts of child molesting, sexual misconduct with a minor, and 13 other charges for disseminating material harmful to minors and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Court documents say all of the teens reported Fortenberry would send them nude and explicit photos and videos on Snapchat and force them to have group sex at her Martinsville home. A child victim advocate says it's important for parents to...
A fucking pig.
Feel comfortable having difficult conversations with their children.
And what we just encourage is that parents.
So the whole, as we talked about, Abby informed me that the term is ran through. She got ran through by all of the class boys wearing the scream mask.
To ask that open-ended question, and they give their children a chance to speak, and then they praise their courage at that time rather than asking them questions about what they did or why they didn't tell.
Yeah, who cares about this? Just talk about the scream mask.
The last thing that we want is a child to feel blame or shame as a result of making a disclosure.
We reached out to the Morgan County Prosecutor's Office to see when these formal charges will be filed. We have not yet heard back. In Morgan County, Ashton Hackman, 13 News.
All right, now I don't know if the scream mask is just a rumor or a myth. They did not mention the scream mask there.
New tonight, more teenage students in Morgan County are now coming forward, and they're accusing a former teacher of sexual misconduct.
Is this the exact same
story? With a minor. Ashton Hackman is in Morgan County to explain why the prosecutors are now looking to bring even more charges.
It looks like these images here look like they're superimposed.
Against this woman.
Yeah, it's the same story. I don't know if I believe who's the asshole that added the part about the scream mask. Because that kind of puts it into the Twilight Zone, you know? I mean, it's bad enough that she's molesting kids. Let's see if there's anything. I'm going over the text of it. Okay. According to the court documents, one of the victims, a middle school boy, accused Fortenberry of drugging him repeatedly and having sex with him when he was 13. He said Fortenberry would have him bring his friends to her house where she would give the teens drugs and then have sex with them. Now, if you're in a part of the U.S. that is across the hard living line, which we have a lot of those here in Michigan, that's a regular thing. And that's why the kids loved it. They wanted the drugs. One of the victims told police that Fortenberry would put her kids to bed, oh my God, and then try to have sex with boys. In another incident, a victim said that Fortenberry, reached out to him after she had been arrested in a separate misconduct investigation. She spent $600 on a group of teens for various purchases. Aha! And then had sex with all of them while making them wear the mask from the movie Scream. She told the teens if they reported anything, she would kill herself. Fortenberry had sex with one child that she had asked to babysit her kids, also exchanging sexual favors to get things for other teens. Wow! This is a nasty, nasty bitch. You know, I can't even say with a straight face that if she was good looking, that she should be set free. I don't know, maybe. I guess it's possible. Fortenberry has a husband. One parent told police that Fortenberry's husband knew what was happening and threatened to slaughter the teen in front of her if he told anyone. Huh? The husband's been charged with intimidation and I don't know, maybe he's like, maybe he's what they call a cuck. He would like watch it. My God. What a goddamn nightmare. How does this fucking happen? Jesus Christ. Badger 7419 throws out the comment, I wonder if she invites them to her pool. Now that right there is attempting to suggest that I am a pedophile, which for months now has been a this silly idea rooted in no fact for extended time. And all it stemmed from was the kids in the neighborhood referring to me as Mr. Pop Pop. And Diana and I opened up the backyard to neighborhood families who don't have a pool if they wanted to take advantage. Because I don't swim in the damn thing. Pooh Bear has these drunken mom and grandma parties all the time that the kids can use the pool. Not during Pooh Bear's drunken grandma parties. They have to arrive in the backyard with their parents to supervise them. And somehow that has led to the idea that I am, in fact, a child molester. And it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. What a crock of shit. You also mowed the lawn with the poor kid. I beg your pardon. The child was saving up money for a trip. And I was approached about him cutting the lawn. He's a little guy. He was struggling with the lawnmower, so I helped him push the lawnmower, standing next to him. And all that is, that's all it took for you fucking animals to run with that notion, suggesting this horrible scenario. And I don't accept it. Amy asks, you know, I can just picture Amy giggling as I read her line, Do you make the children wear scream masks when they are swimming? Tyler says it's totally different. It's totally different, guys. Eric makes the neighborhood. Oh, it's the same joke. Eric makes the neighborhood children wear Freddy Krueger masks. So I get it now. There was a joke race. Aram says, who gave him the lawnmower in the first place knowing he couldn't push it? Are you suggesting that I did that intentionally? It's a lawnmower. They all weigh about the same. Idiots. All right. Let's see. What do we have for you on the Patreon? Not a lot. I'm going to have to reload. I've managed to get this show done. Yeah. Asshole of the Day nominations. I need those. Before we get to that, though, don't forget about Frank Fuss. Frank is a licensed independent insurance agent / broker. He can help you get a healthcare policy through healthcare.gov or the marketplace. If you are in between jobs, perhaps your boss does not offer insurance, or you're unemployed. Wait a minute, unemployed, or you have your own business, is what I meant to say. You can get your health care through the marketplace, and Frank will help you every step of the way. He's also a Medicare expert, Social Security planning, and life insurance expert. You can reach out to him at buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. If you've shopped around or are thinking about buying a house from our realtor, Adam Kasari, I have a mortgage professional for you to call upon. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. Mario will get you into your mortgage pre-approved so you can start shopping for your house. From no matter where you are in the U.S., call Mario today. 231-332-6505. The tax deadline is fast approaching. You have till April 15th. Call the accountant of choice on this show, my accountant, Tag Accounting. Whether you're physically in West Michigan or anywhere else in the U.S., you can take advantage of this. Get on the radar by calling 616-301-9516, 616-301-9516. Or online at tagcpa.net. You'll upload all your documents to their online portal. You don't have to be there in person when they do the taxes for you. Just have your phone handy. When they give you your date and time that they will do your taxes. And that's how it works. Before you know it, the money's in your account. On your tax refund. Folks, I have t-shirts are available at ericzaneshow.com. Thank you very much. You can advertise with me just by reaching out, eric@ericzaneshow.com on the Shoreliner Striping inbox. And I do cameos. Molly was asking about a cameo. I do whatever you want. Just go to cameo.com/ericzane or download the Cameo app today and hire me on Cameo. Cole says, asshole of the day. Dipshit that keeps losing his wallet and his mommy called the news. Molly says, is Cameo just voice? No, ma'am. It's voice and video. This is what you should do. Go to cameo.com/Eric Zane. Fill out the form. It shows up to me. I record it. You get a link and then you send it to whoever you want. If you don't want me to say your name, I won't say your name. I'll say, I've been informed that. or just email me your specifics on your instructions, eric@ericzaneshow.com, and then we can take care of it then. And if I do it wrong, I'll just do it again. Cost you $20. Yes, I can break the bad news to someone. Hey, thanks, Greg. I appreciate that. He just subscribed to Tier 1. That's very kind of you on Twitch. It's confusing for some folks because there's a tier on Twitch, which he just subscribed to. That means he gets the show uninterrupted now. But I'm also on Patreon, and those are different tiers. Patreon Tier 1 is all of the audio, and Tier 2 is all my audio, video, and live streams. In addition, this is for Greg because he's new, to this free podcast, I do a separate podcast on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. And you can sign up for 7 days free. Sign up for 7 days free. And what you do is you sign up and then cancel it right after you sign up with your credit card. But cancel it right after so that you don't inadvertently get charged. And then after the 7 days, it just expires. You still get the 7 days free. And then you're like, well, I'll just go and re-enable the card and then I'll charge you $5 or $10 a month. Or don't. Whatever. It's up to you. Greg says, I miss the radio life. It was just 2 years, but it got in the blood. Where? What state? City and state or country? Your asshole of the day today is brought to you by TC Paintball. This might take me a second to write all this down. It's worth it. Thank you to TC Paintball for being on board with this show for many years. Clarksdale, Mississippi. Your asshole of the day is the rapist, scream mask, bitch teacher. Congratulations, you've just won. Greg says, the worst county in Mississippi per capita in the U.S. 12-hour days, low pay. Learned so much, though. Yeah, some of our southern states financially are strapped. That is true. All right, folks, that is it. I appreciate you so much. Been a fun show. I like these kind of shows. To me, they fly by. I don't have to rely on stories. I like relying on wits. I mean, not current event stories. I don't like relying on those. I like relying on personal stories and tangents and ADHD. Okay, that's going to do it, though. And I'll be joining you on Patreon a little bit later on. And, yeah, we got a big Fraud Thursday. I'm excited about that with Ben Glaze. Till then, have a good one, folks. Thank you. Bye-bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.